Before the coronavirus pandemic started, houselessness was one of the most pressing issues in Portland. Now that issue is poised to grow even more due to the pandemic. Okay, Mingus, can you give us your thoughts about houselessness and how to solve it?
Oh, sure. One of the most pressing problems facing Portland. The first thing I want to say, especially at this moment, is that the most efficient way to end homelessness is to prevent people from losing their housing in the first place. That's why I support creating an emergency rental assistance fund until the COVID crisis has ended. I also think and will challenge the city of Portland to join with me in ending chronic homelessness here in Portland. We have about 4,000 people who sleep on the streets every night. I think every night, 365 days a year, if we come together as a community and take some of the resources that have come through some recently passed bonds, I think that we can house or at least offer housing to each and every one of them. And that housing needs to include not only a key to a door, but also a doctor's appointment. The other thing which I think is really important is that we actually get the police out of the business of being our primary outreach workers for houselessness issues. That's why I'm excited about expanding the street response teams and taking that program citywide.
That was an excerpt of the virtual debate between Chloe Udaly and Mingus Maps, who are both candidates for Portland City Commission Position 4. You can find the full video version of the debate on the KBOO Facebook page. You have been listening to KBOO News In Depth. For our moderator, Annette Newell, I'm Althea Billings.
KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. We've got music and much more coming up for you. It's also a good time to remind you that you can help support community radio today by going to kboo.fm/give and donate today to support programs like this and many others. Again, that's kboo.fm/give. And contribute to community radio, to Indigenous radio, and beyond. We here at KBOO appreciate you and all of our listeners all across Turtle Island. We are very excited to have you and to reach the far reaches beyond our humble little station. We've been going strong here at Rose City Native Radio for 6 years now, and we're excited for another 6 years, another 10 years, another 12 years, another 15 years, and beyond, to continue the legacy of over 30 years of Indigenous radio here on KBOO. So again, you can go to kboo.fm/give and contribute to Indigenous radio and community radio today. Again, if you like what you hear, if you learn something new, for the price of a piece of fry bread at a powwow, you too can support Indigenous radio and community radio by going to kboo.fm/give. Again, we're excited to be with you today for this episode of Low Res Edition as we continue our quarantine shows. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're very happy that you're sticking with us through these hard times, and we're hoping that we're bringing you some good feels, some education, some memories of home, or whatever it may be. Good tidings to you and your own as we continue to navigate whatever 2020 is. Anyways, all that to be said and more coming up.
Survivors, tradition, dreams that I've been chasing, ambition, breaking my find him. You're gone, girl, you're strong enough to survive it. For metaphors, so let them all in the door. I never settle for creating a vision of different living. If it wasn't given from the visit, you're missing my lyricism. Listen, I'm hitting this playing the politic and on the REC decisions of living in poverty. You're hard to see my sovereignty. It causing me to follow GOD philosophy. Constantly gossiping, no equality or harmony. Can I get a job? No, you can't. You're not related, man. I hate to see it when I'm animated. Get faded, a native awaited. Say it, so debated or play it. Everything in life has a price and it's spiritual. You pay it, lay it down and spray the clouds with lyrics. Spiritual flow, just to let you know it's on my chest, but you don't hear it. No, we keep on rocking and shocking, cause the time is ticking, talking, and we locking it down. Till you open, we keep knocking. Whoa.
Yeah. run, you got to run.
Happening.
happening. Na na, na na, there's mean things happening. Na na, na na, there's mean things happening. Na na, na na, there's mean things happening. Na na, na na, na. There's mean things happening.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Just taking a quick break here before we get into a TEDx Talks with Native youth. That's going to be really good. I really enjoy that one. To remind you that you can support community radio. Woohoo! This is the last week for this membership drive. So please, 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 if you can, go to kboo.fm/give and support community radio today. Folks like me, Nick, and this meowing thing in my lap here. My other co-host, apparently. Yeah, and, you know, again, we're just so thankful to be here on KBOO and to continue to bring Indigenous content your way. Music, comedy, talks, history, as much as we can, really, and continuing a great tradition of over 30 years of Indigenous content here on KBOO. So please go to kboo.fm/give and support today. Become a member if you're already a member. Up your membership if you're able to. You can support community radio just for the price of a piece of rye bread at the powwow. For the price of a powwow cow, you too can come on down to this little radio powwow and support Indigenous content and all the amazing content we have here on the station. So again, you can go to kboo.fm/give and help contribute to supporting community like we all do. Community radio is such an amazing resource, and it's not just here. It's all across Turtle Island and beyond. So look up your own local community radio station and get involved. It's such a great resource and really brings such amazing people together, and it's been such a blessing to be a part of this. So again, go to kboo.fm if you'd like what you're hearing, if you want to support the show and all the amazing other shows here on KBOO. That's kboo.fm/give. And now we have this amazing TED Talk that I'm very excited for. So this is a TEDx Talks, and it's titled Native Youth Are More Than Statistics. This is by Alyssa Sierra Concha, and this is a TEDx Youth Talk. So please, please enjoy.
My name is Alyssa Sierra Concha, and I am from the Pine Ridge Reservation here in South Dakota. I am Lakota, Ojibwe, and Taos Pueblo. I am here to give you a face to the news articles and stereotypes you may have read or heard about Native Americans. In today's society, being a young Indigenous woman is definitely a unique journey, and I am here to tell you my story. The following are some of the negative statistics that dominate the mainstream press coverage of my people. Native Americans make up about 2% of the nation's population. We are a true minority. The Indian Health Services reports concluded in 2009 that 20% of Native American adults were in dire need of drug and/or alcohol treatment. According to the Aspen Institute, Native youth commit suicide 2.5 times higher than the national average. The Oglala Lakota College reports that over 60% of students on the Pine Ridge Reservation will drop out of high school, and one in every 100 will graduate from a four-year college. The Department of Justice reports that one in three Native American women will be raped. From the moment I entered school in kindergarten, the weight of the negative expectations loomed over my head, even though I didn't know it at the time. In middle school, I attended an elite private school, and that's when it hit me. The undeniable differences between me and the entire student body. I was one of two natives in the entire school, which ran from 6th through 12th grade. I felt like I wasn't good enough to be at a school like that. I was surrounded by kids who had a lot of things handed to them. I saw their gorgeous houses, and for the first time in my life, I realized that I wasn't upper class. For the first time, I truly realized that I was a minority in a sea of lighter skin tones, most of whom had privileges I never expected and had expectations laced on them that I never imagined. I was different. I came from a different culture and background. But was I less? I certainly felt like less. Although my peers never explicitly acknowledged it, there was a clear divide between me and them. I was less than. I couldn't identify with my peers because their childhoods were vastly different from mine. I have seen drugs and alcohol consume my relatives, and as a child, I was powerless to stop it. They suffered from a disease that I grew to fear to this very day. They coped with their past demons through drowning themselves, drink after drink. It transformed those I loved most into strangers I hardly knew, and it scared me. As a young child, I found myself wondering which version I would see that night, the one I knew and trusted, or the one I had no idea how to talk to. I struggled with my identity and why I couldn't relate to anyone around me. I had completely lost sense of who I was, and I felt disconnected. So my mom and I then decided it was time for us to move to the reservation. It was time for us to go home. And for high school, I moved to the reservation, and I finally belonged. I was around kids who actually understood me. We all struggled in one way or another, some more than others. I vividly remember the afternoon standing in my school library when I heard the news of a friend committing suicide that day. We had our first three classes together, and I considered texting her when I didn't see her, but I didn't. Everyone's voices dulled to a silence. I couldn't hear anything but my own thoughts. Why didn't she talk to me? How could I not have noticed? What were even the last words she said to me? I look back on that day and I still wonder if anything would have been different if I had reached out. Almost 7 years later, and the guilt still overwhelms me. I have felt the guilt of losing a friend to suicide. But for most of my life, I have struggled with an entirely different level of guilt. It has taken me years to finally accept that what I had experienced really wasn't my fault. Sexual violence is a painful subject and often ignored because it's an uncomfortable topic to address. However, it's an unfortunate reality many women are forced to struggle with. 1 in 3 Native women will be sexually assaulted. And that's just the reported assaults. There are so many more that will never go reported. I am the 1 of 3. I was only 6 years old when someone I trusted began violating my body. I lost my innocence that day. That moment it began. It silenced me for months. I withdrew into myself, and to this day, I still have trouble finding the courage to genuinely be myself. At 15, I swallowed a bottle of painkillers prescribed to me with no intention of waking up again. I had cuts carved into my arms when I was admitted to the hospital. Many don't understand the amount of power depression has over the mind. It had taken my soul by force and completely torn me apart. I looked into my future, and I saw none. I had fallen so deep into darkness that I saw there was no way out except escaping. I almost became one of the negative statistics that others use to define my community. Recovering, I was forced to piece myself back together at 15, and I found my way through prayer and my culture. I began going to traditional ceremonies more and talking to Tunkashila, which is the Lakota language for the Creator. I owe my healing to my culture, to my people. I found my strength through the love of my family and the power of my spirituality. I was faced with depression and suicide all while in high school, which is a hard time for many. The low graduation rate amongst Native Americans is apparent in all our minds while going through school. I went to high school knowing of the expectation that I would drop out, but I beat that statistic and graduated from high school with a full ride scholarship to college. I started college knowing of the expectation that I wouldn't make it through. But I am now in my third year, almost done with my bachelor's degree. Although the work is rigorous, I have been exposed to many different backgrounds and ideas. I have met friends and professors who continue to encourage me and push me, even on my bad days. This past school year, I have had some especially awful days. I was raped by a complete stranger. Who wounded my already damaged heart once again. There are days when I feel as though I have made all this progress to be brought back to 6 years old again, when a piece of my being was ripped away from me. But then there are some mornings when I wake up and I feel happy, and I feel strong, and I have hope. I am 20 years old, and I am still struggling to be completely whole again, but I find strength in knowing that I always have my reservation, my Lakota way, to turn to on the days I do struggle. I know that I am never alone, and I always have someone to call. I go back to the reservation and I am surrounded with love and laughter. We find medicine through laughter, and so I can always count on feeling cheered up when I go home. The happiness that we find through going home is often never spoken about, yet the daunting statistics facing Native American communities are common knowledge. It's easy to read numbers on a screen or a piece of paper, but more often than not, you won't hear about or even think of the real stories or people behind these numbers. Pictures have been posted in magazines, and they depress me every time I look at them. Where are the pictures of the beautiful Black Hills and Badlands in every direction? Where are the photos of us walking out of a sweat lodge, purified and peaceful? You haven't heard all our voices singing in perfect harmony as we pray to our ancestors, for our families and friends. The depth and beauty of our culture is mesmerizing, and I am so blessed to live this way of life. This generation, my generation, has felt the negative statistics and prejudices weighing heavily on our shoulders throughout our entire lives. Certainly, I have seen friends suffer through depression, the loss of friends, addictions, and worse. I have held my sister as she cried when she lost her friend to suicide, just as I did a few years before her. I have cried for my family members who could never break free of their addictions. But I have also hugged my classmates when we graduated from high school, so excited for our bright futures ahead of us. The path I walked has humbled me, and I look back on what I have experienced, and I am grateful. I have infinite support from my close family who continue to build me back up when I don't have the strength to do so myself. And my journey doesn't end here. When I graduate with a degree in secondary education, I will go back home to the reservation to teach. And I plan on incorporating our language and culture into my classroom to emphasize the importance of how we're a unique and beautiful people. One by one, we are breaking through the low bar of expectations the media and America's founders have set for us. We are facing the problems of our people head on. More and more Native Americans are going to college and using their higher education to help their communities. More Native Americans are embracing our culture and fighting against cultural appropriation and racism. If you are a Native youth, when you hear the negative statistics, do not let them define you. You can rise above them. And if you are writing these statistics, please include in the dialogue the stories of people like me and so many others in my generation who are changing these statistics. Yes, we may have lived through some or even all the statistics that you have read about, but we are fighters. We are Indigenous. We are proud of our heritage. We are more than a statistic. Thank you.
Thank you. Kistan ko ak odia Alaska, mi oui. Oh, Alaska, mi oui. Oh, Alaska, mi oui. A qui titi kita mokan. Kazaldami odana Kuksa onso wida onda Wambanaki odana Kinisi tali kasi Kisi tali peka an Madim miwi din Madim miwi din Hota hina nam kaku an Tamakwa nyon tita nasa Tagwa nga nisek Sko anda muda Sko anda muda Da
Super Indian, Big Buck Serenade. At the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall, Hubert Logan picks up a discarded flyer.
Tonight only Big Bucks. Here? He's a public television superstar! Hola!
Yes, it's another episode of Super Indian. General Bear holds back a frenzied throng of Big Buck fans.
I can't see, Mr. Logan! Flashbulbs burning my eyes!
Oh, who's this sweet little old gal?
Big Bucks! Well, you're not Indian, but I'm your biggest fan!
Big Bucks, careful! Elders sometimes bite. Hey, Hubert!
Hey.
Do you like my Secret Service look?
General Bear, just like Agent K and Men in Black and Ed.
What's your name, son?
I'm Hubert Logan. This is my grandmother, Flora Logan.
Well, then, you are pretty as a flower.
Okay.
I mean your grandma, not you, boy.
Oh.
My personal bodyguard, Vito, can escort this handsome woman to my tour bus. Vito, put her in the lounge. I want a private audience.
General Bear, did you see the way Big Bucks looked at my grandma?
Hubert, some guys like older women.
Gah, not like that, General Bear.
My canine senses tingle with dread at the thought of a Big Bucks concert.
Grrr. General Bear, the OG Bucks might try to steal grandma's medicine. Let's suit up and make sure nothing bad happens.
Hey, can I keep these shades?
Meanwhile, outside the tribal complex, Big Bucks speaks in hushed tones into his cell phone.
Wampum. The medicine woman is penned up. I'm fixing to mesmerize the tribe. I'll call when it's done. Vito, help me up to back this truck.
All right, let's all head out to into the trouble forest for tonight's concert!
Look, it's Super Indian and his super friends!
Excuse me, sir,
No one gets access to Big Bucks.
Boom! Are you from Sicily?
I'm Vito Cotterlin from Idaho.
Vito, I need access to this tour bus now.
No way.
What do you know, Vito?
I got nothing to say. Okay. Bucks flute is made from the trees in your tribal forest.
Huh?
It has special properties. Bucks plays the flute. You hear it? He owns you.
Vito, that's not all. Come on.
Super Indian, I have a sentimental weakness for that flute. It was a gift from your tribe to the Quarterling. My family was shocked to see Big Bucks on television playing the flute with such disrespect. I've gained his confidence. He thinks I'm Italian. Bucks has plans, my friends. He wants you to become slaves of wampum bags.
That's impossible. You lie, Vito.
Truth. Something you can't handle.
Okay, it's you and me right now.
We have to stop Big Bucks.
Huh? Super Indian, in a spirit of peace, love, and fried bread, I'll stop hating Vito. Let's roll.
You're too late, Super Indian. Your grandma is already my mind slave. Wampum Bags can't wait to get his hands on you.
Super Indian, Mega Bear, put this wax in your ears. Always works for me. And don't worry about your dog. It won't affect him.
Dioji, if we rig the PA system to feedback, the sound should enchant Bic, right?
Correct. Cross this output wire into the input.
Go ahead and play your flute, Bic Box. Ha!
What did you do to Miss Super Indian?
Is that what he sounds like without all that reverb?
Oh, my native melody is gone! Vito, help me!
Bic! Is this how you address your Native American godfather?
No! You're not one of them!
Bucks, your days as a PBS pledge break, darling, are over. Vito!
Yeah.
Please, accept this flute as a gift to the Coeur d'Alene tribe.
Super Indian, Limluch, thank you. Your enemies are my enemies.
D.O.G., it's okay. Vito is a friend.
D.O.G., sounds like someone from the old country.
Tune in next time for more Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
Stones holds them. close, it makes them bones flowing over spines of memory to flow, to push, to
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For music, digital events, and more, please email them to us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, Indian Country, stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands, and happy Halloween. I'm very excited for it, even though we can't go out. Make sure to have some pumpkin pie, watch a scary movie like Dances with Wolves, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey. Stand and fight with a drum, a song, this brother's chains of time. This is the true reckoning, the human awakening. Together, brothers and sisters, I will no more. Together, brothers and sisters, I hold no more. Oh, 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 sisters, I know no more. Together, brothers and sisters,
listening to KBOO Portland.
It's the final week of KBOO's Fall Membership Drive. If you value non-commercial, volunteer-powered, independent media, help us meet our fundraising goal of $80,000.